Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Last year, we got together to talk about a $37 million statewide prison to employment where you can earn and learn. It was an initiative. Almost 1 year later to the day, we are back to discuss what is happening since the Workforce Development Board was successful in securing a grant for Ventura County to help justice-involved individuals re-enter the workforce. Here to talk about what's going on with the P2E program are Anthony Morales, President and Business Representative for the Laborers International Union of North America, that's Local 585, and we also have him with the Workforce Development Board member and Clean Green Business Committee Chair, Laura Sweeney, in studio with the Workforce and Program Compliance Supervisor, and Alex Renteria, Workforce Services Program Manager, both from Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Great to have all three of you in this morning here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. So, Anthony, if we could, let's start off with how did Goodwill come to partner with the WDB to implement the P2E program? Well, how did that happen?
Good morning. I'm also on the Workforce Development Board, and so we've been looking at partners, which are the best to put it into the program with us. And with their previous record with working with veterans and how they've been able to help them out, we looked at it and we made a decision that to go ahead and work with Goodwill on this. And so it's been working out pretty good so far.
Laura and Alex, what has been happening with the funding for the program, and how will you be utilizing the funding? Who wants to go first?
The funding is in the final process of being secured, so we're hoping to start services within the next couple of months. We do have an existing second chance reentry program that works with justice-involved individuals, so we're planning to use the funding to expand on our services, provide additional earn and learn opportunities in the community, provide additional supportive services to them, and help them out to get training and certifications.
So when people are actually in prison, is there any level of instruction at that point at all that you're aware of? Is it just incarceration? Because the whole thing is, one, there's punishment, but two, there has to be rehabilitation, or we're just going to end up with the same issue.
Well, throughout the state, you have CalPIA, which is the prison industries, and they have partnerships with the trade. So recently, they contacted us to set up a program here in Camarillo. So I'm in the process of getting an instructor hired and then running a program through there, and then that would be a gateway and a pathway into the trades locally here.
Now, many people face hurdles when they try to get back into work, whether it's after serving the country in the military. There's a lot of issues that people have. But you would have to think prison, not only do you have the scars of the fact that you were, a criminal and that you did spend this time away from society, and coming back in and explaining this to anybody who might be a potential place of employment, that's got to be difficult. So what are the hopes for the program addressing those hurdles for the
person? Well, one of the things that I don't know if you saw recently, J.P. Morgan is going to ban the box and hire more incarcerated folks. And we hope that the same thing would happen with local businesses here, because that's one of the things, the barriers to employment, is we need to get the stigma out of there that these people are trainable, employable, and they can make have a second chance.
And we have to have them have a second chance, because the other thing is just cycling them back through.
There's a shortage of workers out there, too.
Yes, certainly. And it's very expensive to keep somebody incarcerated. Back to Laura, Alex. Once a justice-involved individual is participating in the program, how do you ensure their ongoing success once they have completed their courses and secured their employment? Is there a watchover? Is there meetings? How do you engage with them?
Yes. So with most of our clients in any program, but especially with our reentry program, we do monitor our programs, our participants, and we also have retention with them. So we still schedule them to come in once they're employed, even once they're doing their work experience, because we're able to provide them a work experience, but that's not a guaranteed job after the work experience is over. So we're still working with them to get them permanent employment. We not just follow up with the client, we also follow up with the employer as well, too. to ensure that everything's going well on both ends, that the client is learning and developing their skills, and that the employer is happy with the results of the client, and that they're willing to keep them. A lot of times, employers say, "Yeah, we're felon friendly," but when we really need to place an individual, it ends up they're not felon friendly, or they really look at their huge employment gap, and that's a barrier to employment other than just being incarcerated. So we monitor both the employer and the client.
Some people can speak it, but how many people actually do the hiring? That's
exactly.
Got to be difficult.
Exactly, yeah.
Now let's look at success stories. Everybody loves a success story to see that a program is actually working. Anthony, what did we have?
So we had an individual named Miranda. She had been incarcerated for about 10 years, and then she had came out, and then this is in Los Angeles, and then she had been stopping by the job site on the 405 over there like 2 weeks in a row, and then they put her to work, and then she was a flagger, and then eventually she was running the pilot truck, and eventually she bought her own truck. And then she, with the guidance of business and the union, she became a contractor, and now she employs other people that have been reincarcerated. And then locally here too, we have a couple individuals that had been in and out, and now they've working for one of my mechanical pipe contractors. And a year later, I mean, they moved up to their apprenticeship, they bought cars, we're gearing them up to show them how to buy houses. So
do you see most of the work through trades for people who have gone through the prison system? Does that for some reason seem to be a great outlet for them?
There's a brotherhood with the trades and a mentorship that guides individuals that when they need help and just to uplift them. And I think that's why we're successful.
If we look at employers overall, what is the benefit to them? They want to make an outreach. They want to find something in the community that they can really help and take action on. What would you do to encourage employers to take a look at this potential workforce?
Well, engage them first and explain how the program has success stories, as I have explained, and then show that, you know, we can do this also here in our own community.
Outside of getting a good worker and training and feeling good about it, are there other incentives for employers? Are there things that we do for them?
Yes. So on our end, we're going to be able to offer paid work experience to participants. We currently do that already within Goodwill, but with P2E, we are going to be able to offer the funds to outside employers as well too. So it's going to be a great opportunity for someone who maybe is a cook, because a lot of times individuals who have been incarcerated have had some kind of work experience within the prison system. So let's take that person who worked in the kitchen and give them an opportunity to work at a local restaurant, so that they can prove themselves to the restaurant owner, hey, I'm dedicated, I'm committed to this, and I'm willing to learn. So we kind of dangle a little bit of an incentive with the paid work experience with the hopes that after the paid work experience ends, the employer retains the individual.
And that is the ultimate goal. Closing comment from each one of you to encourage employers, the idea for the general public to know that this is something, a process that we have to go through, because, again, the only other thing we can is cycle people back through the system, and nobody wants to see the career criminal and career person in prison. So what would you say to folks out there in general to encourage them to embrace this program?
Well, we'd like to encourage employers to go look at our website. Look at the website for the Workforce Development Board. We have a lot of links there to the program. And just give the individuals a second chance. It's best for the community. It's best for the quality of life of where we live.
Laura, Alex, anything that you would say to these people out there who are listening?
We always really try to prepare our clients for the current job market. And so we're working with them constantly about employer expectations and really trying to get them trained to reenter the workforce. So if someone partners with us or is interested, we can provide them with really good applicants for their positions.
My final say is it's not just, Goodwill and the union, the labor union completing this task. It's a community partnership with local employers and also local partnering agencies referring clients to us. So it's really a community partnership for the better of these individuals.
Thank you very much for coming in. A great topic here. And if you'd like to learn more about the Prison to Employment Program, on the Goodwill website at gwvsb.org/Department to Rehab. That's DEPTREHAB. If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. It is that easy. News Talk 1590 KVTA. It is 8:51.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
8:52, we are News Talk 1590 KVTA.